Or we could drive them out again. Where this time? And for what? In Europe, one of the things that happens is they attempt to wear the citizenry down by voting again and again and trying to change the language. If you want the book on that, Daniel Hannan's book, The New Road to Serfdom, it's re-looking at how the European common market has dealt with socialism. And it has robbed the citizenry of their rights to be heard in Europe. His plea for us as Americans is to do what we're doing here tonight and to stop bureaucrats from overriding the will of the people. Now, you can override the will of the people. Why would you? Do we not count? Do the Native Americans not count? Does the pollution not count? At what point do we just shut up and now we get arrested and pulled out because we disagree with you? Where will this end? How many times has it already been said? I mean, I'm terrified that there's a lack of transparency. The list of studies that have not been completed should concern us all. Why do we have one standard for Native American schools and a different for slaughterhouses?
Thank you, sir.
My name is Alfonso Salinas, residing at 8593 South Deerwood Lane, Franklin. This is very repetitious. Everybody knows that the citizens of Franklin does not want the slaughterhouse. My concern is the health of the children, my grandchildren, and the children surrounding the area of the slaughterhouse. Not only the children, but the senior citizens with health problems. How many of you people live around within a 2-mile radius of the slaughterhouse? Can I see the hands? One. One out of how many? Everybody else is voting for it. Nobody, do you guys even consider the health of the residents of the city of Franklin? My opinion is no slaughterhouse. And don't forget, gentlemen and ladies, that you work for the citizens of Franklin. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Girish Mantri. I live in 9427 South Southwood Court, Franklin, right on the Ryan Road. So I was here last time when we were talking about this voting about 10 days back. And I was happy that I was part of the decision-making process and my opinion was heard. And you know, my kids were happy that I came here and I put my opinion here, and they were happy to see the vote was no. But then all of a sudden yesterday I came to know from one of my friends that there is another vote happening. So that's why I came in here again today. And last time I talked about how the air quality, and I brag about the air quality when I talk to my family back in India. I have lived in Milwaukee area for last 16 years. I work in Racine. I used to live in Greenfield back in 2006, and I researched a lot of areas in the neighborhood to see where I want to put my family. And in 2010, I decided to build a house here in Franklin because this was a neighborhood where the schools were good. My family, I have two kids, they go to Franklin's school. So that's the reason why I put or build a house here. But now, you know, like with this slaughterhouse coming, one thing is property value, which may go down, the quality, and who really want to come to a community where there is a slaughterhouse in the residential area? Like, does anybody of you guys want to live in an area where the slaughterhouse is there in a 1-mile radius? I don't think so. Not me, definitely. So, you know, like, and we are, last time I think there was one more proposal that was discussed before this meeting about a residential development property right north of that area. And they were talking about the lot price of $135,000 per lot in that neighborhood. So once they know that there is a slaughterhouse coming just south of it, is anybody going to buy a land there for $135,000? Who will want to build a house there, right next to the slaughterhouse? So that will reduce the land price there. It will reduce the taxes. You will have to offer it at a discount, which will reduce the taxes. Eventually, it will, you know, reduce the property value overall. So, you know, I think I don't know why we are doing this again, but that's fine. you know, I think that. And another thing was about the businesses. Again, no issues with the business coming to area, definitely want business. There are a lot of businesses that are in Oak Creek, which are, you know, like, which have come recently. And you can see a lot of, you know, technology businesses, manufacturing businesses, those can come in the area. Like Amazon has come, so there's no opposition to that. But slaughterhouse, I live right on Ryan Road. I know the trucks might be coming, the proposal for trucks to come is on the Loomis Road, but it might come through Ryan Road. So that's my opposition. Thank you
very much.
This is Prashant Kothari. My address is 8814 West Marshfield Court, Franklin, Wisconsin. Happy Halloween, Strauss, Randy, and Jerry. Nice try scaring us with the letters from the attorney. Your tricks are not going to work here in Franklin, but give it a try at one of the haunted houses and see if it works there. At the last meeting, Alderman Dan Mayer said Strauss lost the loyalty card with Franklin. However, Strauss also lost our trust by giving us false information, incomplete information, and hiding information from the Franklin residents. Randy Strauss, you're probably not here. If you are, listen. Please stop using the cheesy language, because you are saying you care for the animals and the city of Franklin. But we can all see that your words don't reflect in your actions. You told us you would continue to be in this business until people eat meat. We told you loud and clear, Milwaukee, Cudahy, and Franklin doesn't want you. Mayor Olson, please listen. Do you ever go back and watch the recordings of the Common Council meetings? You showed disturbing behavior, not only towards the people of Franklin, but towards the elected officials at the last council meeting. You always tell us, audience, that you have important business to do. Is Strauss the only important business to do in Franklin? We come back here week after week, and we don't have a decision here. I thought we made the decision, everything was behind us. Did we elect you so that you can act on as an agent of Strauss? Let me remind you, it doesn't make you better because you tell us that you have lived in Franklin longer than Marcelino and me. No, you haven't. You are washing away your 35 to 40 years of career, political career in Franklin because of your ego, your ridiculous behavior, and your bad decisions. We, the citizens of Franklin, have made it clear that we do not want Strauss in this neighborhood. You are not only disrespecting the citizens, but also the Common Council members who already made the decision on this topic. Please remove Strauss from today's meeting agenda. We do not want the closed-door meeting at all. Please remove it from the agenda. Where are all the members of the Franklin Business Park Consortium? You, the president, here. We appreciate you doing business in our
city. Please address yourself to me.
We do not. I can talk to wherever.
You cannot.
We do not appreciate you supporting a business like Strauss, who lacks ethics and integrity. In my opinion, please don't interrupt me. In my opinion, you may want to keep your distance from Strauss because you are putting your business credibility online. Strauss has given so much of false information on the record. It will come back and bite you all. Any parties who are supporting Strauss carry a legal and
You know, just before he stood up, I was going to say how much I appreciated the way everybody was talking and acting tonight. Ms. Ginn, good evening.
Good evening.
Hold on 1 second. I don't think I got you. Come on.
Okay. Good evening. Dana Ginn, 901 West Hawthorne Lane. I'm kind of surprised we're here again. I think 5 hours of a meeting should have displayed the public's concern about this project. So the threat of litigation should not make people reconsider their votes. If there were promises made by the other members, there is an insurance policy with the city of Franklin that would cover such negligence, and it should not be on the burden of the taxpayers, and it should not be pushing people to make decisions that obviously they had made a decision that supported the larger population of the city of Franklin. The tax base of the residential districts are much more than any business properties that you have in the city. We should have the say. We should have more input than catering your ideas to the developers. And as far as like the ozone scrubbers being at 89 decibels and above, I know from experience, and yes, I do live near the Rock Sports Complex, that's approved at 79 decibels, that in my house, throughout the winter, I can hear the snow machines and snowmaking machines inside my house all night long. Okay? Residential districts are supposed to be at 55 decibels. I can hear the snow machines in my house. It sounds like someone is mowing my front yard at 3 in the morning all night long. If that's what you guys want to approve, that's what's going to happen at Strauss. For miles around the development, where's the environmental impact statement? Where's the comprehensive sound study? Where's the study to show that there's not going to be a decrease in property values? Because that is the impact that I've survived around the Rock Sports Complex, as well as 1,000 other people. I think you could do a better job this time and actually do your jobs and vent this project better, and it should not be revisited. It should be taken off the agenda. Let's see. So the tax increment district that you're creating is for 20 years. So this obviously has a very long-term impact. It's not a decision that should be made easily or in jest, or just because you're getting forced to do something. It should be something that you consider that there's for generations and generations. And let me know if you would sell your house and move next to the slaughterhouse. That's a question you should ask yourself before you vote on this. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Ginn. One second, sir. For the record, Alderman Barber has lost his seat at 802.
Good evening, council members. My name is Rajiv Surana. I live at 3754 West Cypress Lane. Dear council members, we have elected you to build the future of Franklin, not destroy. There are various studies been done at various universities all over the United States that right from every state from Iowa to Kansas to Nebraska, wherever the slaughterhouse or the meat processing industry have been built, most of the cities have been ruined. There are illegal immigrants, you know, there are, a lot of violences, pollutions. I think there are various studies which has been done at various universities. Why we are bringing this, you know, to Franklin? I was just listening to a conversation last week. My daughter and five of their friends, they were sitting, and one of the girl brought up the point that, hey, Franklin is building the, you know, slaughterhouse. And one of the girl immediately pointed out, is like, oh my God, we have a jail, we have a quarry, we have now a slaughterhouse? Just think about it, that the little kids, those who will be the future of this community, they're thinking about that, how bad it is having a slaughterhouse in the, you know, community. So if you think about meat processing industry, I've talked this about last time, they've always employed, you know, illegal immigrants. We just heard from Strauss that they had fired 31 employees, those who worked from 12 to 17 years in their plant because they were illegal immigrant. Why it took 17 years for Strauss to find out that they were illegal immigrant? So you're thinking about bringing the job. Isn't it they're taking away the American jobs here? We're thinking that they're going to bring up the jobs, but when we see at this slaughterhouse, there all the illegal immigrants are working. So I request you to vote no, because this is not good for community. This is not good for future of Franklin. I think this is a very affluent community. All the people, all the, you know, citizens here would not like, you know, having a slaughterhouse which is more close to their neighborhood and bring the whole community down. So thank you, and I would like to request everybody to vote no for this.
Thank you, Raj. Next. Okay.
No.
You know, you guys gotta make your moves, because I'm not gonna wait. Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. This name Strauss is not the same company that is going to build this expansion. So why are we going along with that name? It might have been a good name. It still is a good name, but it's involved with another business. And that business is a completely different situation, and we should not be taking it for granted. We don't want this thing in our city. For instance, we put a new sewer through the city. What happens? This thing come all the way to my house. Now they got some filters or something like that. And if that can travel that far, the slaughterhouse can travel that far. I get the smell from the hill, the landfill, on some mornings. It's bad. But I want these people that are here. You people live in this city. You're supposed to protect us. You're supposed to do good for us, not bring in another company that we don't even know. We need your vote to say no to Strauss. Thank you.
Mr. Rivera, good evening.
Howdy. Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Allwood Drive. I've written a lot, and I don't know how to concise 63 days of information that I've been researching into 3 minutes. You guys have given Strauss Brands multiple opportunities to come here and speak for hours on end, and here we're limited to 3 minutes. Not only that, but there are multiple people that I gave you their emails last time that could not attend or were worried and concerned about attending a meeting to make their voices heard. And they've been silenced by their emails. You've called them back and assured them that this was a done deal ahead of time. Yes, you have, Mayor. And the attacks are endless. So I want to talk about, I'm just going to go through some of these emails and some of the things. I've written things before, but now I'm just going to go off the cuff, because now you got a different hairstyle from me that people can criticize. Now you got a different look. So here it goes. Different approach. Based on this is someone else's statement. Based on this, I request our city attorney provide any and all financial records regarding dealings between Strauss Insight Holdings and City of Franklin as soon to be named forensic accountant, who can utilize said material to determine who is actually behind the multiple LLCs involved with the development of the Loomis Business Park, and uncover the financial history of what has gone on over the past several years. Also, should the slaughterhouse proposal go to trial, I request any additional detailed information through discovery be made available to all Franklin residents, since they essentially form what would be the defendant in this case, the City of Franklin. Let's see. From my attorney, she said, the additional information that I obtained from Alderman Barber should have been submitted by Strauss prior to their application, but now here it is. They're using the reconsideration to essentially work around the UDO and get another application process. So now they've supplemented the record not only once, but they did this before, after the October 8th hearing. Where is Randy Strauss, the man that said he didn't want to make his home in a city that didn't find him as a benefit? How many people have come here on October 8th, on October 20th, and today sent you emails, called, and multiple times, and let you know that they do not want it in a benefit? So how is that doing the right thing, as you called it, Mr. Buesen, having integrity? That is not having integrity, avoiding the voices of the people that give you power. Do not let this go through. This should not be on the agenda, and I ask that all council members refrain from entering closed session. Let me just finish. Last sentence. The residents of Franklin deserve to be treated with respect, and their financial contributions allow our city to be what it is. You need to stand with the people once again, and do not allow this reconsideration. Please and thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hello. I am Elena Collins, and I live at 8628 South 116th Street here in Franklin. To those who may be in favor of the slaughterhouse, are you doing this according to your own self or according to the people whom you say you are for? You say you are for the people, but the majority of the people living in the area of the slaughterhouse do not want this processing plant to be built here, and yet you are trying to push this onto us. I suspect if you tried to put this slaughterhouse through in any other district in Franklin, you would get a similar reaction from the people, such as what happened in Milwaukee. You say you are for the people, but so far, almost every action you've taken has not had the people in consideration. A few years ago, you tried to have a bicycle trail built on 116th Street, my street. The majority of the people obviously did not want that, and yet you took them on a long journey of meetings, and everyone's time was wasted. In both scenarios, the bicycle trail and the slaughterhouse, both are unsafe for the population. How can we know that this plant will not pollute our livelihood, our ground, our water, our air? The plant will destroy the natural beauty of this area. The majority of the people do not want this happening. How do we know you really are for the people when you won't even listen to the majority? I must ask, for whom are you doing this? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Kelly Hirsch. I reside at 7867 South 83rd Street in Franklin, Wisconsin. As reported by the Business Journal, November 1st, Strauss and its attorneys wrote the City of Franklin letters on Thursday requesting reconsideration. This reconsideration seems out of order, as only one of the four voting alderpersons who voted to deny the special use permit on May 20th may put forth a motion to reconsider this matter. What is interesting and should be noted here is that the only person who has had long conversations with Strauss privately is the mayor. Did the mayor make commitments and promises to Strauss which he had no authority to make? Is Strauss reacting to private commitments not met? This would expose the city to liability. If this is the case, the Common Council should demand to be informed of what was said and promised and of any commitments made during those meetings. If the mayor did this without the authority of the Common Council, they should demand that the mayor resign for putting the city in a dangerous situation. Those promises and commitments by the mayor would be illegal and non-binding on the city. That's abuse of power, abuse of office by the mayor. If true, the city is not responsible for the actions committed illegally, as the mayor would not have been acting in his official capacity. If the mayor succeeds in an attempt to get the Common Council to cover his backside and honor any private commitments, then today will be a sad day for Franklin. I urge the Common Council to push to the reconsideration item stricken from tonight's agenda. Additionally, considering all this, including the endangerment to the lives of Franklin residents by conducting multiple large meetings throughout the height of our current pandemic, according to Wisconsin Statute Section 17.12IA, or 1A, elected city officials may be removed from office for cause by an affirmative vote of 3/4 of all members of the Common Council. Wisconsin Statute Section 17.16, the procedures for removal requires the filing of written charges by a resident taxpayer and a public hearing before the Common Council. The term cause is defined as inefficiency, neglect of duty, official misconduct, or malfeasance in office. In my opinion, based on this, I request the city attorney guide the remaining council members in scheduling a public review and vote as to whether Mayor Olson, Alderman DeAndra, and Alderman Beer's behavior rises to the level of neglect, inefficiency, misconduct, and malfeasance required by the statute. The required written documentation asking for this to be forthcoming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want this added into the record.
Give it to Ms. Steno, please.
Thank you.
Ms. Collins, good evening.
Good Good evening. Darlene Collins, 8628 South 116th Street, and I've been there for 35 years.